Show What's the Dog podcast. I am your co-host for this evening, Reverend Jim Esquire, your other lovely half of this broadcast, co-host I should say, the Reverend Jim Esquire, aka the Greek Hammer, is on vacation tonight. He'll be back tomorrow. But across from me, taking his place, is the person we kidnapped from Pennsylvania.
You just called him Reverend Jim.
Oops, my bad. Stupid identity, he's my evil twin. He's holding me hostage. I'm the Reverend Jim Esquire, sitting in for Big Candy tonight in the comm chair. Which means this podcast is
going good.
Right, this podcast is going to suck. I said across from me is Mad-Eye Marky, whom we kidnapped over the weekend.
Howdy!
We're back from, in essence, back from Baltimore. Big Candy will be doing a Baltimore review, probably Tuesday or Wednesday. Hopefully. When he gets back from vacation, he's taking some time off with his fiance. So, what'd you think? And quit looking at your voice going up and down.
But it's a pretty light.
Here's the light. This is an interview. Oops, don't work.
Well, if you're going to use a spotlight on somebody, you should make sure the bulb works.
Don't work.
Well, as far as Baltimore goes, it's definitely a hell of a lot better than Philly was.
Anything's better than Philly.
Well, the first couple of years it was all right, and then it just kind of dropped off and became a media thing.
No, Wizard World Philly is the bastardized child of the other three Wizard World stuff.
Yeah, that's about what it is. Stuff.
Stuff.
I mean, you know, Philly is no New York, and Baltimore is no New York, but Baltimore had more of a, I don't know, an up-close sort of happy sort of feeling. Whereas New York was, it was just a madhouse. It was nothing but movie people and other stuff. It wasn't about the comics. It was about the movies. And if you could get to see this panel, and if you could get to see that panel. And, well, let's see. Did Wizard World ever try? Yeah, Wizard World tried to get Alfred Molina there when Spider-Man 2 was going to be released. And, well, they just kind of screwed that pooch in a big, big way.
They always screw their so-called bigger stuff, but that's a different podcast altogether.
Oh, yeah.
Today, we're kind of focusing on Baltimore, what happened. For the sake of argument, or for our listeners, what few we have, hopefully we would have got more. We will get more after this weekend, after they listen to our demo CD that we put out. Thank you guys for picking it up. For those who are new listeners, who picked up our official bootleg flyers and our demo CDs. We'll do shout-outs to everybody on Tuesday.
Except for the guys who ripped you off.
Yeah, over the past couple of weeks, we've been trying to burn CDs. We only got 50 done. We did labels. We did official flyers that we included. We didn't get a chance to do the buttons to include with them. But we had the CD, the flyers, a label on the back. Only to find out today, when we were going through the other free stuff. The advertisement table, the swag table. There were CDs from Suckcast, I believe it was.
Yep, that was it.
They included a CD of their podcast. It looked like it was done last night or at the hotel.
It didn't even look like it had anything of a label to it. It was just a blank
CD,
a blank face, more or less, and a little sticker on the outside.
Yeah, saying, listen to me in your car on the way home. Duh. But, you know, still. Ours was made, at least we made an attempt to be a little bit more professional. Yeah. But
gotta do something about that call.
Yeah. We had a lot of traditions. You met a lot of people. I'm about to tell a few of your stories that you met.
I know. My usual traditions are, I like to meet at least one legend every show. Like, in New York, I had the pleasure of meeting Irwin Hansen, who did the Golden Age Green Lantern, Alan Scott, which was amazing to see him. But down here, I got to meet Don Rosa, who did a cool, mad-looking Uncle Scrooge from the DuckTales. Yes, I actually owned the DuckTales movie, The Secret of the Magic Lamp, or whatever it was.
Ooh.
And I got to meet Mike Mignola, who kind of looked at us odd when we handed him a baseball to be signed.
We wanted to originally get Jim Lee to sign the baseball because he threw out the first pitch for Friday night's game, but his line filled up real stinking quick.
His always does.
Yeah.
And I had the pleasure of meeting him many times, actually. I had my picture taken with him. He's a hell of a nice guy.
I've met him too. He is a nice guy, just that his line does fill up fast.
And on occasion, if you have him on your MySpace page, he will actually reply to you. Not in a comment or anything, but an actual private message. Which he did to me. He has something going on with his eye. So if you want to send your best wishes to him, feel free. Look him up on MySpace anytime. But he has something going on with his eye that it's hard for him to draw. And I'm sure he was only doing a few sketches like Tommy Castillo, who I met today, who lives, oddly enough, near me back in Pennsylvania. Was only doing two sketches. One was for a guy who did some kind of zombie thing on one of the special Secret Invasion covers with nothing on the cover but a blank piece. And he did one for me only because I kind of challenged him and offered him a little Stitch figure in return. Anybody who knows Tommy knows for a fact that he's a Stitch freak.
And I met a lot. I tried to get a lot of things done. There's usually a bet going on. I have a little plastic finger, which when you pull the tip on it, it farts. It emits a farting noise. Me and Matt, I know artists who have
good sense of humor.
Very good sense of humor. That would
J.G. Jones especially.
Yeah. Since we had like about an hour and a half, 2 hour drive to Baltimore, and only got maybe about 4 or 5 hours sleep last night, I just forgot to bring it with me. I know he would have at least pulled it and laughed over it. He probably would have made me an offer, like, "Can I use this?"
It's one of the things that we like to do. We don't go out there and. And I was in line behind somebody who pulled it this time, and it pissed me off just as much. Guys, if you're going to a show, don't take 20,000 issues for somebody to sign when you have people behind you who just want one signature or two signatures or something like that. A lot of the artists will tell you that they only do sketches at certain times, like Rag Morales was doing that today.
Yeah.
But don't take 20,000 things. Take two or three. Because no matter what you think, you can't take it with you. It's cool if you have one thing. Pick your favorite thing and take that with. If you want to be odd, take a baseball. Or take, well, you can't really take a football because that doesn't really look right.
Look right.
No smooth surfaces. But take a blank piece of cardboard or an electric guitar or an acoustic guitar.
We had,
change it up for the people so they...
Like in 1 year in Philly, we saw someone bring a DC Monopoly board and a Marvel Monopoly board.
And I saw somebody the following year bring a Spider-Man Monopoly, and he had both Marita sign it.
And this year...
Not that we like Philly. Yeah.
This year we got more free stuff than any other year. We have gift bags for you guys. Plans of what we'll be giving out and when at a later date. But for now, well, let me put it like this. I had so much stuff on my back, if you tipped me over, I'd be looking like a little turtle on its back and just all fours just waving in the air.
Which people would just would have pointed and laughed at him. I myself have the unfortunate problem of, at the moment, I have an ulcer on my foot, so I couldn't do much walking. I overdid it the first day, but today we kind of slowed it down. Reverend Jim here helped push me around, working
uphill,
his muscles out.
Both ways. with 5 tons of stuff on my back.
Yesterday, when we filled it, we filled bags with posters, which is one of the things you got. You guys, if you like free stuff, go to a show. Even if you only go for one day for a couple of hours, go in, wander around, meet some of the people. They gave away. There was a DreamWorks, Lionsgate, whatever the hell it was.
That's a
sad
thing.
Outside the hall, that had posters for Sex Drive.
Yeah, that
Punisher, Twilight.
Even though we got a couple of stuff, but they were at certain points. That booth was really fucking stingy. You'd walk up, they you take one if you had a friend at home. They're like, you're only allowed to take one. Ma'am, you know, my friend's hand in a wheelchair. Then you're allowed to take two.
Now, in their defense, I can understand that they only bring so many with.
Yeah.
And as luck would have it today, we were just about to leave. And we were sitting out, it looked like what I call a broken O. It was a table on each side with an open space, then another two tables, and then their screen in the back, which is always red, white, and blue for some reason. They can't get any other colors for any other conventions. But inside were seats where you could watch trailers of all kinds of movies. Twilight was in there. They showed a new trailer for The Punisher, which was really cool. They showed Jigsaw. For any of you fans who like that kind of thing, which will be out in December. And we were just about to leave, and all of a sudden they say, we're going to be giving out posters and hats for the new Twilight movie, which is a vampire kind of tale. All the little girls love it. It stars, I don't know the actor's name of him, but it's the guy who played Cedric Diggory in the Harry Potter movies. And all the girls were walking around with the shirts on. Actually, Big Kenny's fiance got a t-shirt. Reverend Jim and I got hats. But it's not always about the free stuff. With anything, now I'm gonna go a little philosophical here, but anything in life, it's not just about the free stuff you get. It's about the experiences you have. We met new people. We saw very beautiful women walking around. We saw some really strange characters. I saw a kid who looked like he pulled a Boba Fett uniform out of a garbage can. It looked like it was made out of a milk jug and colored duct tape.
Yeah.
And people were taking pictures of him. We had Dreadnoughts walking around. Yeah.
We had
Blade and Spider-Man.
We had a black Batman.
Yep.
Blade was there.
Blade was hammered out a couple times.
Yeah. Snake Eyes was there.
Man, it was only Snake Eyes, and there was like 5 Dreadnoughts walking around.
You had V people walk around.
Who were actually very cool to talk to. And even posed for plenty of pictures. Most of the kids and the people that were there looked at them like, who the hell are you? For those of you who don't know, V was at first a miniseries, then later a series on, I think it was NBC.
Something like NBC, ABC.
And it starred Mark Singer and Michael Ironside.
What was that movie? It was about dreaming. Weird little nerdy looking guy.
Robert Englund. Yeah. Who played Willie, forgive my terminology here, but they actually referred to him as it in the show. He is retarded. He was one of the good guys working for the bad guys. And it was just a goofy series basically about people coming down from other worlds and saying they want to help us, they want to do this, they want to do that. And all they really wanted was food, which was us. I think they defeated them by putting some kind of red mist in the atmosphere.
Which was like biological warfare or something like that.
And it killed them off and blah, blah, blah.
They went away. With them being there, they kind of broke a tradition that seemed to follow me from Philly to Baltimore. Which was every time I made up with the Star Wars people, they seemed to want to kick my ass. See, every photo I've posted, I'll try to put photos on our MySpace page. I'll give that page
out. I've taken some of the pictures, too. They always seem to either want to punch him or put a gun on him or something.
Or lightsaber me, something one way or another.
And I don't know what the hell he does to them, but they just seem to, they don't like him very much.
Mad-Eye, they're shaking his hand. Yeah, they're pointing,
give me the, I got the thumbs up from Vader.
But this year, tradition got broken. I got a gun pointed at me by one of the V people instead of Star Wars people.
You just can't trust the lizard people. That's all there is to it.
Let's see. I might give a pre-shout out to the guys at Gamer Vision and Something Cast. That's their podcast. The guy that was there, his name is Chris Buick. B-U-E-K. I'm probably killing your name. I'm sorry. He is representing GamerVision.com, which is the MySpace equivalent for gamers. That's what he was telling me about. Again, their website.
Cool concept there.
Again, their website is GamerVision.com, and the guy's podcast. I'm gonna give us dropping the card.
Butterfingers
is Something Cast. He said they are iTunes searchable. I'm not sure if they have a website like ours. So I guess you could give Chris a email at Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at GamerVision, which is spelled GamerVision.com. And ask them if Something Cast has a website, if you don't want to do iTunes. So, as always, ours is both iTunes searchable, and we do have a website. So, again, I walked around, spoke to a lot of the independents there.
Yeah, at least you can't just pay attention. I know you want to talk about the independents, but there's one thing I
we'll
have
probably
to
do that tomorrow with if not Tuesday with Big Candy.
But there's one thing I have to say, and I doubt anybody from Marvel really pays attention.
Oh yeah, that's
but
the thing.
Pardon my language, Marvel. You got to get off your fat ass and go to the convention that's still a comic book convention. I know you're big into the media stuff with your movies and your goofy storylines lately, but DC shows up, Image shows up, Dark Horse is there. You know,
the only two comic publishers that did not show up is you, Marvel, and yes, Joe, it's all magic, Quesada, and the other company was Aspen. Aspen, I will forgive.
Aspen did have a delegation there. Peter Steigerwalt was in the back, and he had a booth up for Fathom. They did have a little delegation there. You can't say that they weren't there. But they didn't have
an official Aspen booth.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Aspen is one of the...
But at least they did show up.
Not in full force. I'm talking a full force booth. We're not saying Marvel artists and writers did not show up.
Yep. Tom Brevoort was there. There was plenty of people
but
there.
But we're talking a full
Marvel
presence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Full company presence like Dark Horse, DC, Image,
and there's,
the other big names.
There's actually another thing that's been bugging
Aspen's
me for a long
been a
time.
Little is a little company.
Yeah, compared to them.
Compared to all them, so they're kind of forgivable.
Yep.
We're not knocking Aspen. They're a good company. They put
They've
out
got
great
incredible artists.
Yeah. But
Michael Turner started it years ago. Rest in peace.
But Marvel, please, you have to have more of a presence, okay? And your presence at either New York or Philly is lackluster at that. When you have Dark Horse giving out Stigmata bags, which is the big yellow bags you could carry infants in. At least, who was giving out the Michael Turner RIP? Pins.
That was them? That was Peter Steigerwalt was in the back.
Okay.
He was the one giving them out.
Image was selling stuff. They were there selling stuff.
Top Cow
was there selling stuff. And giving out information and all that. Happy to answer questions about whatever comic you're into.
But here's a warning for you congoers. Except maybe for San Diego, because we've never been there. We don't know what they do. But one of the things that Marvel does not do on a regular basis is give away free stuff. DC always has a big set of tables
with posters, pins.
There is a fan type thing for the new Batman series that's coming on the Cartoon Network. They put stuff out to get people to stay booth. Around.
They had mouse pads this year.
Yeah, for Zuda Comics, which is actually a cool site you should check out. You can create your own comics, upload them, and do some nice stuff with it. Dark Horse had the big Stigmata bags. They had the Hellboy books.
Not the Hellboy. It's like a little preview manga book. They gave out pencils.
Which was actually an odd one. They had still, posters and stuff. Posters. Usagi Yojimbo was one of them.
Yeah. They also... but you're going to get... If any of you email us, we'll give out the email address. We'll say, well, Marvel gave out a Skrull mask. Ooh.
Yeah,
Skrull mask.
I was in New York for the New York Comic Con this year, and they gave out little masks. And I'm not talking like a little, like, form-fitting mask. No, this was kind of the paper ones like you would cut out of the...
A newspaper.
No, not out of a newspaper. Off the back of a cereal box.
Ooh. Right.
With a little rubber band thing on it. They also gave away magnets that were supposed to be about Iron Man, because Iron Man hadn't come out yet. But later on they would do the thing they did in Philly, which is they get a guy in a microphone and a bunch of prizes, and people go, ooh, 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 to win the prizes. And they also did their Marvel panel where they give away stuff in there too.
But it's not the same,
it's not the same, because not everybody can get into the panels. Not everybody can go to the panels.
Right.
Marvel has to do something that gets people there. And I'm not talking about giving away, having a little table, not even as big as this desk is, with, I think it was a sketchbook for the Dark Tower, the one year I went, and a little newspaper thing about Spider-Man being back in black, and goofy stuff like that. You need to do more than postcards and a little newspaper thing. You got to put the buttons out there. And supposedly, Marvel has a new marketing director, from what I heard in New York.
Yeah, they weren't there in Baltimore. But overall, before we have to wrap this up, I know we got some time left. What was your overall impressions of Baltimore?
I thought it was better put together, although it still had its little bits of disorganization, but any con will have that. But Baltimore is a comic book convention. It has comic book people selling toys and stuff like that. But it's about the comics. It's still about the comics. Where New York is always about the media buzz. You know, what movie's coming out? Because the big thing up there was Hellboy and Iron Man and stuff like that. But nothing, you know. Yeah, Baltimore doesn't have that, which is a good thing. It's still about the comics.
Even Amanda Connor said... It's the big reason why they keep coming back every year and saying yes. Not that they, you know, don't like, oh, it's Baltimore again. The reason why they always say yes to come back is because they love coming back. They love being there. They love the feel of the con, the environment of the con. And it's always fun.
And another word of advice before we go. If you're going to a con, show up early on the first day. There, for Baltimore, there's not a whole lot of exclusives. I think there was a total of 7.
Yeah.
There's a couple comic books. A cool-ass, kick-ass Batman tumbler that has art from Jim Lee on it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Baltimore has its own exclusives. Not like Philly, that they have to have the hand-me-downs of the other conventions.
Well, they do have some... Like, Aspen is always a big part when Michael Turner was
saying,
still alive.
I mean, their own Wizard World Philly...
Yeah, exclusive. Something that's a signature piece for that convention. Which, Baltimore had the tumblers. Yeah, they had a special cover for, I think it was Secret Invasion. There was 3 Geeks. There was a special Fathom issue. It might have been one of the last ones Turner did. I don't know. But you gotta head out early. Make sure you take your take a bottle of water, an empty bag, and a strong, strong
mule
arm. mule works, but I don't think they let them inside.
Say it's a Sing I mule.
Unless you have a cousin who's really kind of duh.
So, and it was real cheap too. It was $25 for 2 days.
Which I think New York is 40 or 45
for 3 days.
For the 3 days, and Philly is about the same. Philly will give you a goodie bag to begin with. New York didn't really give you much of a goodie bag to start with, but there was so much inside. Baltimore, no, they didn't give you the goodie bag, but they had plenty of stuff there that you can just pick
and,
up.
And outside.
And you always see somebody carrying, where did they get that?
Not to mention a place like Dark Horse is usually, here, give, you know, take this. You got a friend?
Yes. Take another one.
Do they have friends? Yes. Here, have a stack.
They weren't stingy about anything, no. Which is a great thing to do because it brings people back. We had people that asked, where's the Dark Horse? But, oh, it's right over there on the other side. Oh, cool. And people were buying prints and stuff like Reverend Jim here loves his prints. Loves his page art.
Mark McKenna?
Is a great person to go see. He's friendly. He'll give you a good deal.
Good deal. Every time I came back, it was like, oh, you're back again. Hello.
And he remembered our names.
And we were there the day before. And he was like, I'll give you a deal. I'm like, okay, how about this and this? $100 for the both. Okay. And a lot of the... every artist we met was good sports.
Yeah.
Today, signing the baseball. More on that with Big Candy, because both of us are going to go into it, cram a whole mess of stuff, an hour's worth of stuff in a half hour. I'm not going to... since I'm the only one running the show, we're not going to include a ending song, because it's going to hard... not hard to put an ending song to this.
He doesn't know how.
But, yeah, I don't really know. I know how, just that I don't think a lot of songs...
he doesn't want to screw it up.
Right. Other than already have. So, please, again, email us at eecf25428@comcast.net. So, we'll hopefully see a lot of you guys at next year's Baltimore Comic Con. Stay tuned to this podcast for interviews. We'll have interviews with a lot of the independents that were at Baltimore that live in this area. Stay tuned, man. Stay tuned, all of you. And to all the guys at Bounty Hunter, everybody, keep on doing what you're doing. We're pulling for you. We love the independents. We'll speak to you guys soon. Peace out.
Later.